الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله والإخوة والأخوات إلى أبد من دروس ثلاثة الأصول في العقيدة. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this session that is based, that is about the Aqidah. We are with the book of ثلاثة الأصول, the three fundamental principles of Islam. تكلمنا على ما جاء من بيان المصنف رحمه الله تعالى للحنيفية, وهي التوحيد الذي هو ضد الشرك. واليوم and in the last session we spoke about the Hanifiyya, which is the Tawheed, which is against the shirk, which opposes the shirk. على بيان المجمل ثلاثة الأصول. And today we are going to explain or to speak about the clarification of the three fundamental principles of Islam. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى, الأثر رحمه الله تعالى said, فإذا قيل لك ما الأصول الثلاثة التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها, فقل معرفة العبد ربه ودينه معرفة العبد ربه ودينه ونبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه هي الأصول التي يقوم عليها الدين. The author said, as it is said to you, what are the three fundamental principles of Islam? Then say it is the awareness and acknowledgement of the slave about his Lord, his religion, and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These three fundamental principles are the principles of the whole religion. لأن الإسلام مداره على عبادة الله وحده. Because Islam, the worship in Islam is based on, or Islam is based on worshiping Allah alone. وعبادة الله وحده, وعبادة الله لا تعرف الكيفية التي يريد الله عز وجل من عباده أن يتقربوا إليه بها إلا من خلال الدين الذي أوحاه الله عز وجل إلى النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فورشبين الله تعالى depends on the religion that Allah Ta'ala revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Muslim must have the awareness and acknowledgement of these three principles. وَلِذَا فَإِنَّهُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُلِمًا بِهَذِهِ الثلاث كن ملم لهذه الثلاث وهي التي عليها مدار النجاة والعذاب في القبر فبها يمتحن العبد في قبره عن الدار السليم will be asked about. وبعض الناس يظن أن أسئلة القبر سهلة ومعه حق أو أنها من قبيل السهل الممتنع Some said that these questions are very simple and easy and I said that they have the And these are easy but not possible to be gained or owned or known except by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. والإنسان إذا أراد أن يحصل على أجوبة القبر سهلة من سوء على الله أن يلتزم دين الله كما على the person wants to fulfill this the worship of this religion then he will only need to follow what be revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وعلى كل حال فإن هذه الأسئلة الثلاث لا يمكن لأحد أن يجيب عليها في القبر إلا أن يكون قد ثبته الله والذين يثبتهم الله عز وجل في قبورهم لابد أن يكون قد ثبتهم في حياتهم ولا يثبت الله في الحياة إلا من أحبه So these three questions, the answers to them, already are easy but at the same time they are difficult except for the one whom Allah Ta'ala protected in this life, so protected on that day and through who Allah Ta'ala protect. And hereafter must be one whom Allah Ta'ala protected and his life. وعلى هذا فإن العبد ينبغي أن يلتزم الدين تعلما وعملا. And therefore every slave must grasp the religion, the true religion, and learn from the self, by the acknowledgement and awareness of it, and that will be the person whom Allah Ta'ala protected in this world, and He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will protect them, and the hereafter, even if it is just very recent, like tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala will protect this person. ثم عرض الإمام حول عبد الوهاب الأسئلة فقال فإذا قيل لك من ربك. And then the Imam حول عبد الوهاب has affirmed the questions saying, if you are told who is your Lord, فقل ربي الله. فقل ربي الله. So my Lord is Allah. لكن وأنت تقول هذه الكلمة يجب أن تستحضر معناها عندك وفي ذهنك. فتعمل على ما يرضي ربك. But as for one who wants the protection, must then learn and then Allah Ta'ala will protect him in the hereafter. Because once he learns, he is going to implement and do whatever he so Allah Ta'ala will protect the person in this world. وهكذا and likewise. ثم قال فإذا قيل لك من ربك فقل ربي الله كما قال الله عز وجل عن إبراهيم لما نظر النمرود قال يا ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي ويميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبعث فأصابه الدهش البهت نعم فإذا قيل لك من ربك سؤال بيعرف وزيلون فقل ربي الله as simple as that فقل ربي الله today it is easy and simple but in the hereafter it's going to be very difficult or in the grave questioning sorry it will be very difficult. نعم. والذي يريد من الله أن يثبته في القبر فعليه أن يسعى لتحصيل أسباب الثبات في هذه الدنيا، وهي طاعة الله عز وجل وتوحيده واتباع هدي رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد بين الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب أن هذا الرب هو الذي قال رباني ورب جميع العالمين بنعمته. Saying that my Lord is Allah, the one who Rabbani, Rabbani could mean raise up or support or ورب جميع العالمين بنعمته. ثم قال هو معبودي، ليس لي معبود سواه، هو معبودي. المعبود هو الإله الذي عبد وأله، ليس يعني he is my God that I worship. I have nothing to worship other than him. The one you worship to is the one who does the following actions. وهذا الذي نعم I have no any other God to be worshipped but He. وهذا الكلام يجرنا إلى سياق آخر. هذا السياق هو أن معنى لا إله إلا الله أي لا معبود بحق إلا الله. And this explanation will lead us to another issue, that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So La ilaha illallah means no one deserves to be worshipped but Allah. No one deserves worship but Allah. And the reason for that is that he is the creator, he is the sustainer, he is the controller of the life, of the whole world. وَيُخْطِئُ مَنْ يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَيْ لَا مَعْبُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And a man mistake who explain لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ by there is nothing to be worshipped but Allah. لأن ذلك يدخل تحت هذه الكلمة كل ما يعبد من دون الله. Because saying that لا إله إلا الله means no God but Allah will include everything worshipped beneath this world. قال والدليل قوله تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين. إشارة evidence is the saying of Allah, all praise due to the Lord of all universes. نعم رب العالمين is the Lord of the all universes, and this is the right that he is the only one to be worshipped for, that he is the creator, sustainer, protector, life giver, wealth giver, life remover, life taker, wealth taker, all this and more. قال وكل ما سوى الله عالم, and everything other than Allah is عالم, a nation, a creation. قال وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم, and I'm one of that universe or world or whatsoever it is. إذا فهذه هي أسئلة القبر التي سماها المصنف الأصول الثلاثة. So these are the questions of the graves, which the authors called it the three fundamental principles of Islam. ونسأل الله بمن وكرمه أن يحفظنا على التوحيد وبالتوحيد, وأن يحيينا عليه وعلى السنة, وأن يفهمنا ديننا ويرزقنا اتباع هدي نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم والإخلاص صلى الله عليه عز وجل. وبهذا نكون قد أتينا إلى ختام درسنا اليوم. نسأل الله أن نلتقي في لقائنا القادم يوم الأحد القادم. And here we come to the end of our session today, and wish Allah Ta'ala grant us life and health and iman until the next Sunday when we meet once again explaining the three fundamental principles of Islam. والله تعالى أعلم, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any questions now in the masjid, إن شاء الله تعالى you can raise them. And whoever on the internet, you can send your question to Muhammad Communication or raise your hand and they will, إن شاء الله, then allow you. والله أعلم, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه يوسف. You have now the mic. If you have any questions, you can raise them. Don't you want to read them? Right. And the question says, is it allowed to marry a brother for the purpose of hijrah? The brother don't want to marry her, but he only marry her for hijrah. Well, if it is a marriage and they're going to have life between each other, then yes. But if they just want to have yani the mahram, and that's the whole thing, I can't say that the marriage is false and not accepted or not authentic, but I can say that at least it is disliked. والله أعلم. It says here, okay. But is that all, Yusuf? Can you explain the difference between, or the difference of opinion on Salatul Asr? Explain the difference of opinions. Meaning the Hanafi position of delaying Salatul Asr based on what? Based on based of the twice the schedule. Well, this needs to do another dars to bring the ahadith, and first of all to debate the authenticity of all this ahadith, and which one is more authentic than the other, and what the fuqaha said about that. We can do that, inshallah, and another time. We have now the classes of Surah An-Nisa, and we are running through the Tahara book. Inshallah, once we reach this, then we can, inshallah, speak about that. But it cannot be just said in a short talk like that. والله أعلم. Is there anything related about closing the eyes or keeping them open in sujood? لا, there is nothing and specific, but the fatwa of the ulama is to keep the eyes open all the time in the prayer, except if there is anything that can make you lose concentration, then they say that this is a reason for closing the eyes, but it should also be closed sometimes and open sometimes, if that is the case. Wallahu a'lam. وفيكم بارك الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.